Our scripture reading this week is again from John chapter 4, John 4, and we'll be picking up in the middle of the story that we began last week, where Jesus meets with the woman of Samaria at the well, and it is page 1131, if you're using the Pew Bible, and we are going to begin reading it at verse 27. And then I'm going to skip some verses and read 39 through 42. So we'll come back to those verses that I'm skipping over today. We'll come back to those next week. John 4, beginning at verse 27, let us hear God's word. Just then, his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into a town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. And then skipping down to verse 39. Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." May God add his blessing to this reading of his word. Last time we looked at the scriptures, at using the scriptures as a tool for good news storytelling. We saw that God's story focuses on Jesus Christ, who he is, whom he came for, what he came to do, and what response that calls us to do. I should add that we are talking here about a true story. Often when we talk of storytelling, it's talking about fictitious accounts. But not here. This is not a fairy tale. It's a story of what actually took place in history. We said that this story could be found, this story of Christ, anywhere, really, in the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament. Last time we looked at this particular story, this particular account in the Bible, between Jesus and this Samaritan woman. Jesus is the storyteller here, or he was last time, as we read, as he was speaking with the woman. And as we would expect, the story he tells is about him, about how he is the Christ, and that he has come to give eternal life to anyone who would ask him for it. And we talked about how Jesus, how as Jesus said these things to this woman, we too ought to be telling these things to other people, sharing and repeating the story about Jesus to the people that we encounter. But I also mentioned that there is a personal dimension to this good news storytelling. And that brings in our personal experience, of encountering Jesus, who is the Christ. All of us who follow Jesus, all of us have personal stories to tell, just like this woman did. And that's going to be our focus for this morning. I've got 2 points. One is that we have stories that involve Jesus. All of us have personal stories that involve Jesus. And second, we have stories that can introduce Jesus. So first, we have stories that involve Jesus. The kind of personal stories that I have in mind here are stories that are told against the backdrop of the story of Jesus. This is what the Samaritan woman did. The story she told to the people in her town was shaped by her encounter with Jesus. The story of Christ is the broader story. It's the context into which her life at that moment and our lives fit. That's what I was talking about last time when I spoke of the story of Christ being the foundation for Good News storytelling. And when we keep this broader context in view, then really any experience in our lives becomes material for Good News storytelling. Now, I want to emphasize that I'm using the plural here, speaking of stories, not just a story. Often when we think about telling others of our encounter with Christ, we tend to think of just the one story of how we first came to put our faith in him. In some Christian circles, this is seen as the all-important story, and that this is the one that we should tell others, that when we have shared this story with others, then we have shared our Christian testimony. Now, I have to admit that I really enjoy hearing stories of how people came to believe in Jesus. It's one of my favorite things to hear. But if we just stop here and focus only on the beginning of our walk with Christ, then there's a tendency to neglect the rest of the events of our lives, which also involve, or they should involve, Jesus. There's more to a personal relationship with Jesus than the moment of conversion. In the Bible, there is some attention given to the moment of conversion, but the sense that we get from the scriptures is that the present moment of our relationship with Christ, with God, is more important than an experience in our past. There's a Latin phrase that is sometimes used to describe how we should be living our lives. And that phrase is coram Deo. And what that means is before or in the presence of God. And the idea expressed here is that all of life, every moment of every day, is lived, or it ought to be lived, as though we were living it in God's presence, before his face, in his view. Living life coram Deo impacts how we view life and how we live it. Consciously living in the presence of a good, a wise, and a holy God who is in control of all things, a God who knows us, a God who loves us, a God who holds us accountable, that's a comforting thing. It's also a sobering thing. But my point is that when we consciously live life in this way, with this mindset, it gives us many stories to tell others, and not just one. Jesus said, I will be with you always. Well, if that's true, then that means something for the ongoing events, plural, of our lives. The everyday events of our lives, the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives, again, it gives meaning, it gives context to everything we experience, not just our conversion, not just our successes, but also our failures. not just the joyful times, but also times of hardship and grief. If we consciously live our entire lives with Jesus and for Jesus, then when we talk to others about our lives, it's going to be a natural and easy thing to talk about him. We won't be grasping for some clever segue so that we can shift the conversation to Christ. Sometimes I hear people say that they don't like it when prominent sports figures give glory to God or Christ about their victories or their accomplishments. The thinking goes, well, why should this athlete think that God favored him any more than the other athletes or teams? But that misses the point. It's not a question of who God has favored more in this instance. It's a question of who gave this individual his or her ability and allowed him to achieve the greatness that he's achieved. Did he do it on his own? Or did he do it as a creature dependent on God for his talent? An athlete who gives praise to God for his win or her win is sharing the experiences of life as a story that took place coram Deo. And this is how we should think about our lives. It's how we should talk about our lives with others. And that's what the Samaritan woman did. After her encounter with Jesus, she went back into town, told the people what had happened to her. She related her experience. Jesus had made an impression on her life. He had told her things about her life that he could not possibly have known under normal circumstances. And he told her that he was the Christ and that he could give her eternal life. And she wanted to tell that to someone else. Well, what's your experience with Jesus? We don't have him here in flesh and blood as that woman did. But we do encounter Jesus. We do experience him. He told the woman everything she had done. Encountering Jesus was impactful for this woman. It moved her. It moved her to the point where she wanted to tell others about the experience. Well, we still encounter Jesus today. We encounter him in the scriptures by his Spirit. He continues to have just as much impact on people, on us, as he did on that woman. Maybe you've had the experience of reading the scriptures or of hearing them preached, and you felt that they were directly speaking to you, and that it was as though your life was being exposed and laid open. I can recall the testimony of a man who had attended a Christian gathering. The speaker began reading a portion of the scriptures. And as the speaker was reading, the man started to feel like this speaker knew who he was and was talking directly to him. And so the man started to get uncomfortable. He started perspiring. He began to look around, wondering whether anybody else knew all these things about his life. Well, of course, no one did. No one else in the room knew him, but God, who was in the room, did know him. Jesus did. And through the scriptures, Jesus was speaking to this man, and he experienced that. So we have stories to tell. We have experiences that we can relate in our own lives, experiences that may arise out of our family life, our relationships with our spouses or with our children or experiences at work. And we have seen answers to prayer in our lives. We have seen the way God has brought about changes in us, maybe in the way we have been thinking about things or in the way we have been relating to others and treating other people. We've seen change come about. These are all things that we can talk about, and we can talk about in easily bringing Jesus or bringing the Lord into the picture. I was just commenting the other day. It happened to be a beautiful sunset, and I marveled at it and was talking with someone else about it, and just offhandedly says, God does good work, doesn't he? And, you know, these are opportunities for us to speak about life, the life that's happening around us and our own personal lives in terms of God's story. And this is the kind of thing that I'm speaking about. Well, we also, in addition to all, we all have stories that include Jesus. We all have stories that introduce Jesus. Our experience with Christ are a tool by which we can introduce others to him. Again, this is what this woman did. Our personal stories don't have to end with telling God's story that he tells in the scriptures, but it should point to it in some way. It should point to the God of the scriptures. It should point to the Savior who is revealed in the scriptures. It can be more direct, it could be more indirect, but we want some kind of a pointer in there. When the woman tells the people that she met a man who told her everything that she ever did, she doesn't leave it there as just a curious event that happened in her life. What does she say? She takes it a step further and she asks the question, could this be the Christ? Could this be the Christ? In the end, the people of this woman's town believed Jesus because of his words to them and not because this woman shared her experience. She was an important link in the process of their coming to faith, but in the end, they didn't believe because of her experience, but because they had heard Jesus' word for themselves. And this the same is true for us. Sometimes I think we shy away from including Jesus in our conversations with others because we think it is our job to persuade them or to debate them or to preach to them, and we're uncomfortable with that. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm a preacher, and I'm uncomfortable with that. There's something unnatural to me about having a conversation with someone and then launching into a canned presentation of the gospel. But I have no problem with talking about my life lived before God and for and with Christ. I have no problem telling them that Jesus is in my life, and that I'm living for him and with him. I recently had a conversation with someone who believed that the best thing for their children was to give them exposure to all sorts of religions. And then as they got older, let them decide which one they wanted to choose. Well, that gave me an opportunity to share with them my own views and some things that the scriptures say about handing down to the next generation the things of the Lord so that they will know and so that they will live for him. And talked about the importance of knowing, our children knowing Jesus Christ so that they can have salvation, forgiveness of sins, and the promise of eternal life. And how important it is to nurture them in this. And I talked about how our church has this view and how we try to cultivate that in within our congregation. Now, I don't know, the conversation didn't go any further than that, but it was an opportunity for me to just share the things of the Lord. It was a very natural setting, a natural opportunity. Those are the things that we should be looking for, our daily lives, the conversations that come up, and to view all of life as lived within this context of God's story and before the face of a sovereign God. We sometimes get the notion that if we haven't shared the four spiritual laws or gone through the evangelism explosion presentation with someone, that somehow we've failed in fulfilling the Great Commission. But our mission is much broader than this. It's to introduce others to Jesus, again, so that they can encounter Jesus for themselves, hear Jesus from his word. Our goal is to expose others to the word of Christ, the word that we have in the scriptures, so that they can see Jesus and hear him for themselves. Again, we don't have Jesus here with us in the flesh, but we do have his word, and we do have his spirit. Ultimately, it's our hope that people will have a Bible and read it, or hear good preaching and instruction from God's word. But our relating our personal, the experiences of our personal lives is a great first step in this. It's a very natural one. It's a way of good news storytelling that we would like to promote. So just to wrap up here, what can we be doing about this? Well, one good step is if you haven't been thinking about your life in these terms, to start doing that. Think about events in your life and how Christ has been part of it. How Jesus has made a difference in your life. I think I've shared this before. When I meet with our kids for Communicant membership class, and we talk about putting together a personal testimony, one of the things I ask them to imagine is that if an alien came down from space and observed them, what about their lives could this this alien see that would show them that they were followers of Jesus Christ? What things were they saying? How were they living? What difference does Jesus make in our lives? That's a very important question to ask. If you haven't asked yourself that, I encourage you to do that. Because it's not just about believing that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. It's about living your life for him and following him and becoming his disciple so that our entire lives revolve around him and his commandments and his goals for life. How has Jesus made a difference in your life? Ask that question. And what kind of a story about an actual experience in your life would demonstrate that? That could be something that you can use to share with others. Practice this. I encouraged you to do this last time. I don't know how many of you did your homework from last week. to practice telling the account of the story of Jesus and the woman at the well. But here's another thing. Practice telling in a safe environment with people you trust some aspect of your life and talk about that. And include Jesus in it so that he's there in a natural way. And then one other thing, be intentional about this. Pray for opportunities. Maybe you have someone in mind in particular that you would like to talk with about Christ. Pray for an opportunity to do that, a natural opportunity. To just share some things from your life that will help this person see Jesus for who he is and point them. Maybe even ask them. You can take it to the next level and ask them after you've told your story, what do they think, as this woman did? You know, she said, could this be the Christ? This is what I believe. This is what I experienced. What do you think about this Jesus? Next time we're going to look at the call that Jesus gives us to carry out this work of good news storytelling. But for now, keep these two things in mind, the foundation of this good news storytelling being the story of Christ, and our own personal experiences being a means by which we can bring this as a first step to introduce others to him. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, a Savior, the one who is called Christ, ruler over heaven and earth, King of kings, Lord of lords, God of all creation. The one who has made us, the one to whom we must give account, but the one who has loved us even before the foundation of the world and who has given his life for us. Such good news. Lord, we pray that you will help us to be mindful of this always and think about how this impacts our lives and give us boldness to speak of these things to others, so that others too may see you and know your glory and your greatness and know the salvation that you offer to all who will receive it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.